Hello everyone and welcome to episode 13 of Tibble Nibbles. So this weekend I went to Roca in Aldwych for their Sunday brunch. So I think this is a really good deal, even at full price. So in full price it's £59 per person, where you get red and white wine or Prosecco throughout your meal, and you also get a welcome cocktail. Now we do it, there's a bunch of us who go, and normally sort of six or eight of us. And what you can actually do is, I don't know how often it is, I think it's probably four times a year, they have an offer that comes up on Time Out. So rather than paying £59 per person, you only have to pay £42 per person. So we always buy pretty much as many vouchers as we can get hold of, and I probably wound up going maybe four times in the last 6 or 8 months or so. And it's always been really good. The food has always been consistently superb. So what do you get for your £59? When you arrive, you get a Bellini. So this time I think it was raspberry we had. So raspberry and Prosecco cocktail, which is really nice. They then bring you edamame and a selection of pickles. Well, they bring you the menu and you get to pick your main course. So the way that this works is you order one main course and the choices are you can have a selection of vegetables from the grill, salmon fillet teriyaki, sea bream fillet, baby back ribs, baby chicken, beef sirloin, the skewer selection, and the mushroom hot pot. I'll go through those in a little bit more detail because I think we probably had most of those this weekend. So I will tell you what I thought of those when we get to them. You get a number of starters. So as I said, you start with the edamame beans and vegetable pickles. And once you've ordered your main course, you then let them know whether you want to have red wine, white wine, or Prosecco. And unlike a lot of other places where you pick one thing and that's what you have to have for the whole of the meal, you can chop and change as you like. So you can start with Prosecco, move on to white wine for the starters, and then if you're having beef or something, move on to red afterwards. It's not a problem for them. The other really good thing is that I've been to these brunches where they have one person circulating with one bottle of wine and you have to chase them around the dining room in order to get a top up. Here they're actually pretty good. Sometimes it can take a little while for you to get your first drink, but generally once there's a glass on your table, they're pretty good at coming and filling up. Now one thing for me that is just a little bit of a watch out, I don't like to drink too much, but here they're very good at just topping you up. So just make sure you keep an eye on when they top you up, because it's very easy to think that you're drinking nothing and actually you're sipping all the time, but they just keep topping up and topping up and topping up. So it can get a little bit difficult to keep an eye on how much you're drinking. Certainly I know a few people who have pretty much rolled out of there after having imbibed slightly too much over the course of the afternoon. So the way the seating works is, as with most of these things, there is a time limit. The time limit varies based on how many people there are. So if there's just two of you, you get 2 hours. If there's three, you get 2.5. And if there's four or more, you have 3 hours in which to eat and drink as much as you can. So once you've done your main course and once you've ordered your drink, they'll start in with the other starters. So the things that normally arrive first is you get rabata vegetables with sweet yuzu miso. Normally you get on there, I think from the pictures that I can see that I've taken, you get two different colours of tomatoes. So you get red and yellow tomatoes. You get broccoli and some sort of crunchy vegetables that are sort of chopped up into sticks, and that's really nice, and the dressing's really lovely. I think better is the gobo and daikon salad with sesame and ponzu dressing. This one we normally get another one of because we roar through it pretty quickly. That's also super nice. That's got like tender stem broccoli in as well, which is really nice. After that they bring three sashimi selection. So this time we had tuna, we had salmon, and we had bream. That's, I think, what we've had the last few times. It's always really good. Now, the other thing to bear in mind is that pretty much everything comes in one big pot, depending as to if there's a lot of you. So I think they do bookings for up to eight. We've never had more than eight going. You either get on a long, thin table, which is good for conversation, but not so good for passing around, or you get one of their big round tables, which is really great for passing things around, but not quite so good for conversation. I do find that the dining room can be quite noisy. It's just the way it is. I think the design of the restaurant as well, it's fairly spare in that sort of Japanese style. So you do tend to get a certain amount of echoing and concentration of noise, so just be aware of that. The sashimi is always really nice. It's super fresh. It's cut really nicely. After you get the sashimi, you also then get sushi. So you get spicy mixed sashimi with cucumber and asparagus, and you also get, and that's a maki, and then you get another maki of avocado and gobo with crispy rice, and that's always super nice. We always get extra sashimi. We usually get one extra sashimi, and then we get at least one, sometimes two extra sushi if we're particularly hungry. The one that comes is they do a potato salad with bacon and egg. Now this is so good. This time, rather than normal potato, we had it with sweet potato, which is something new and different. I think it worked really well, and we got extras of that as well, and it all disappeared. And then I think probably the two best things that they do on the menu, that it tends to come towards the end, they do gyoza, so they do pork and prawn dumplings, and also vegetable and prawn tempuras as well. Both of these are really good. We often get two or three extras of these. Now, just bear in mind, with most of these, what they do is they bring you enough for two each. On the first go round, particularly with the sushi and the sashimi and the dumplings, those all come with enough for two each. And then when you order extras, you get an extra enough for one each. So quite often, if you want, you know, the same again, you just need to order twice. But far as I can see, there isn't really a limit on the number of times you can just reorder. We just keep asking for things until we're ready for the main course. So once we let them know we're ready for the main course, they do ask that, you know, they either bring it to you when you're looking a bit full, or they ask that you give them sort of 15 minutes of notice for when you want the main courses. And they arrive, and these are not for share. Well, you can share them, I guess, but you do your own orders here, so they don't just arrive. This time we had the sake teriyaki, so the salmon fillet teriyaki with sancho salt. That was really nice. I didn't get to try the actual salmon, though it did look really, really well cooked. This teriyaki sauce was absolutely fantastic. The seam bream fillet, we had two of those on the table. I tried one of them, and it was really nice. The flesh was nice and firm. It was neither under nor overcooked. I didn't try any of the sides on that. I just tried the fish, but it was very tasty. The baby back ribs is actually, if you're still hungry after your starters, that's probably the one to go for. It's probably almost a whole rack. It's really, really good. I must confess, I'm much more of an American barbecue ribs type person. So these can be a little bit firm, but there's obviously how it's done with them. And the flavors are quite sweet, but it's very nice. It's still very nice. We didn't have baby chicken this time, though. I do know people have had it in the past and said that it's very good. The beef sirloin is a cut of beef sirloin that's cooked very rare and sliced for you. So obviously you can just ready to pick it up with your chopsticks. It's really nice. It is very rare, though, so just be aware if you are someone who doesn't like your meat red in the middle. You probably want to be a little bit more careful and maybe just ask for them to do it a little bit more well done. The skewer selection, I think, is probably the best thing on the menu. I really like the variety. You get chicken, lamb and chicken wings, I think. I think it does. I'm not sure whether it varies at all, but I've had that in the past, and I've shared that along with the baby back ribs with somebody, and that's worked really nicely. I think it's the yakitori is cooked really, really well. I had the last thing that was the option on the menu because I've been trying to challenge myself and not just order the same things like I normally do. So I had the mushroom hot pot. So that arrives. You can see a picture of it on the website. It looks amazing when it arrives. It comes in like a ceramic pot that's in a sort of like a wooden carrier. And when it arrives, they come and stir it up with a spoon. And basically, it looks a bit like broth when it arrives, but when they stir it and stir the rice up from the bottom, it then winds up looking like a risotto. Now, the only thing to be aware of is if you're someone who's very sensitive to textures, the texture of the risotto has been described, and I think probably not unfairly, as a bit slimy, and I think that's not a bad thing. I think that's just how it comes. Now, I don't mind that. I didn't really notice it. I liked it, but I know that there are other people who have had it who said that the texture of it did put them off rather. So just be aware that if you're someone who doesn't like slightly strange textures, and it's not really a texture that you get in Western food, I don't think very much, you might just want to be aware of that. So once you've eaten that, generally everyone's pretty full, and then they come and bring the dessert, which comes on essentially, they call it a platter. It basically comes in like a huge bowl full of ice. You get so many different things. You have a lot of fruit you can choose from. You get a chocolate Buddha that's stuffed with mango. You get truffles. They do a chocolate mousse with peanuts on the top and pocky, which I think is really quite nice. You also get like a Japanese style panna cotta. And I'm trying to think what else is on there. Oh, yes, ice creams and sorbets as well. So I think it makes a really nice, fresh end to the meal. I mean, everybody's pretty full by the time the end comes. I have found that they generally don't hurry you very much. This time we had a sort of a booking later on in the afternoon. And while it was full when we got there, by the time we finished, it was probably, you know, close to a third to a half full, probably gearing up ready for the sort of the early evening rush. All in all, I really like Roca. I don't go out to Sunday brunch very often. I know that there are other places that people who I go out with suggest and say is very good, but Roca is the one that's consistently mentioned by everybody who's been as being somewhere that's really good value, even at full price. And at the timeout deal, it's an absolute steal. So I've been four times in the last sort of 7 or 8 months. I can't recommend it highly enough. I think it's really, really good. We'll certainly be back again as a group, probably within the next 3 or 4 months. And I think it's probably worth you trying it too. So if you've been to Roca and you've tried it and you like it, let me know. I'm always keen to hear your opinions. If you haven't been and you do go, please let me know what you think. And if there are other great deals on brunch that you think would be worthwhile trying out, I'd really be keen to know. One thing I would quite like is, I appreciate that for a lot of people, brunch is all about, you know, it being boozy and drinking loads of cocktails and Prosecco. But I would find it really nice to see whether there's somewhere that does like a brunch where you have unlimited soft drinks, where they match the soft drinks to what you're having, you know, sort of fruit juices or smoothies or whatever. I think will be quite interesting. One good thing I think that comes up with Roca is we had one lady, we'd bought the with alcohol voucher from Time Out, but she wasn't drinking. And so they made up some non-alcoholic cocktails for her at no extra charge, which I thought was really generous of them, because I do know that in the past, you know, quite rightly they have charged for that, because, you know, you get the booze free, you don't get soft drinks for free. So there's my review of Roca. So if you want to get in contact with me, if you want to let me know what you think, you can email me. I'm at tibblenibbles@gmail.com. That's tibblenibbles @gmail.com. Or I'm on Twitter at tibblenibbles. So that's at tibblenibbles. I also now have a website up at tibblenibbles.com, where you can see photos that I've taken throughout the meal. Please get in contact. Let me know any feedback about the food, about the blog, any suggestions that you think would be good to do. And keep an ear out for the next episode, where I'm going to be reviewing Tamarind. So they have a soft launch of a new branch of Tamarind, the Michelin-starred Indian restaurant, which I'm going to early this week. So hopefully I will catch you then.